Anxiety. It's an increasingly common complaint in the modern world, and yet often dismissed or ignored by conventional medicine. Anxiety can really affect every single part of your life and your health, and when it isn't managed, it can be absolutely devastating to your health and your happiness. Hi, this is the Dr. Lam Show, and I'm Dr. Carrie Lam. On this show, we talk about a lot of different symptoms and disorders and how they relate to adrenal fatigue. My medical focus is on anti-aging, family medicine, and how natural remedies can be combined with conventional remedies to produce better health.
And hi, I'm Dr. Jeremy Lam. I specialize in internal medicine, anti-aging, and regenerative medicine. Welcome to the show, and we hope you find it useful. If you do, please like and rate the show so that we can spread our message and continue to provide help and support to people who suffer from adrenal fatigue problems. And today, we're going to be talking about anxiety, and more specifically, how to finally beat it for good. And we hope you find it helpful. Now, a lot of adrenal fatigue sufferers tend to have these feelings of nervousness or impending doom. And if you're one of these people, we're here to talk about why. Why are you having these feelings of panic? And why are you having the feeling of impending doom and nervousness? Dr. Carrie, do you have an answer?
In the setting of adrenal fatigue, panic and that feeling of impending doom or nervousness really comes down to a few hormones or transmitters. One main one is called adrenaline, or also known as epinephrine. And it also has a sister hormone known as norepinephrine. Epinephrine and norepinephrine are really fight or flight mechanisms inside your body. They get released when your body is dealing with stress. And this is especially the case for acute stress, like skydiving, bungee jumping, or you see a tiger in the jungle, or your boss yells at you. Then these are the hormones that come out. And the epinephrine usually comes out from the adrenals, and the norepinephrine can come out from your brain. Unfortunately, in this day and age, people are just used to dealing with chronic stress. And chronic stress deals with cortisol. Dr. Jeremy, tell us a little about how cortisol is affected.
Right. So when you're dealing with constant stress day in and day out, then your body eventually runs out of the capability to properly regulate cortisol. You know, our bodies weren't made for this chronic stress. It was made to, we encountered a stressor, we encounter that tiger or lion in the jungle, we run away and then we go back and we rest. But in today's modern world, you know, there's just stressors all around. And so epinephrine and norepinephrine have to step into play. And that's when you start feeling this sense of impending doom because the cortisol is not feeling regulated. So then that's why, you know, with people with adrenal fatigue, they experience this panic, this nervousness. And it's really this kind of seesaw balance, right? And on one side, you have epinephrine and norepinephrine. And on the other side, you know, cortisol is supposed to help balance the fight or flight and help you manage your stress. But like we said, you know, when your adrenals are fatigued or they're dysregulated, then you might not have enough cortisol to balance out the epinephrine and norepinephrine. And then that's what makes your heart beat very fast.
Yeah. Yeah. So the epinephrine and the norepinephrine, we hear about people getting epinephrine when we do CPR, right? It's one of the drugs that are given in order to constrict all your blood vessels in order the blood to get pumping into your heart, into your brains. But long term, you shouldn't have epinephrine running around all the time causing that type of inflammation. It's good for acute, but not good for long term. And therefore, that's why your adrenals put out cortisol, because cortisol, it's actually a steroid. It's supposed to be anti-inflammatory to balance out, like you said, that seesaw for epinephrine and norepinephrine. And so it's supposed to help reduce the inflammation that comes from epinephrine and norepinephrine. But like you said, when the adrenals get tired and it's not able to produce enough cortisol, then you kind of have this epinephrine and norepinephrine run rampant. And that's why your heart beats fast. That's why your circulation is affected. That's why you feel these wired and tired and this anxiousness. So does this description of anxiousness and anxiety sound familiar to you? Are you struggling to perform everyday activities because of your anxiety? We don't want anyone to live that way. And yet so many people are living and hiding their feelings because they feel shameful. They feel ashamed that they need help with anxiety to eliminate it. Don't worry about that. Our team can help if you call us at 714-709-8000. For a free initial phone call, we can talk about your anxiety and try to get to the root cause and how to lessen or eliminate altogether, as we'll go into more tips on how to beat anxiety.
So some certain foods actually that can help with anxiety, we'll talk about. And the first one is actually chamomile tea. And, you know, chamomile tea is very soothing, and we see it a lot in sleepy time teas. And it's because chamomile has been shown to calm your nerves and calm your nervous system down. So if you want to try the tea, you can try boiling some of the flowers, the chamomile flowers, or you can just buy it from the store and drink it right before you go to sleep. Just know that, you know, if you do drink it at night, then you might wake up and go to the bathroom. So just be careful about that.
Mm-hmm. And there are also some essential oils that are very calming to help calm your body down, but they also come from flowers like lavender. Lavender is great for aromatherapy and just to relax. You can massage it into your neck, into your shoulders, to help calm your nervousness and that symptoms of doom or panic down. Or you can put the essential oils through a diffuser and breathe it in slowly and steadily. And that would also be very good. Yeah. Are there other essential oils that you like, Dr. Jeremy?
Yeah. Another good one is rosemary, which is an herb, but you can also eat it. And it's a great essential oil that you can also put in the diffuser and it can help calm you down. You can also try putting it on your pillow if it helps you sleep. And, you know, I love the smell of rosemary. So putting it on the pillow, I really like that and it helps a lot.
There's also another tip of eating protein for breakfast to help with anxiousness. I know it's very interesting. How does eating more protein in your breakfast help calm your system down?
Well, Dr. Carey, when you wake up in the morning, you know, you go through a whole night of fasting. And so your body is just aching for some food right in the morning. So instead of giving it, you know, a huge sugar spike like pancakes, waffles, which is kind of the typical American breakfast, eating more protein helps balance it so that you don't have this big insulin spike. And so eating protein with your carbs is very important to not have that sugar crash. And people with adrenal fatigue are more prone to the sugar crash as well, right? And these crashes can make your cortisol levels go more dysregulated and cause your symptoms of feeling very anxious. So protein, not only with breakfast, but with all your meals, is very important. Do you have any suggestions on any good proteins, Dr. Carey?
Right. Every time you eat a snack, make sure there's protein with it. So let's say it's a fruit like apples. You want to have some almond butter or some kind of nut butter with it. Or if you're eating breakfast, you can definitely have eggs or avocado or a handful of nuts because they all have good protein and fat content. And this can also be applied to if you wake up in the middle of the night with anxiousness too, right? Is to eat, make sure to have some nuts by your bedside, or in order to help mitigate, sometimes you wake up because of the feelings of anxiousness. So eating protein as a snack can be a good thing, protein or good fat.
All right, excellent. You're making me hungry, actually.
Delicious.
And so the last one of the foods is really omega-3s and omega-6s. And you want to talk a little bit more about that?
Right. So the ratio of omega-3s to omega-6s is very important in inflammation. So omega-3s can be found in good fish, freshwater fish, fish oil, flax seeds, chia seeds, and omega-6s can be found in corn oil, safflower oil, soybean oil, so most of the vegetable oils, okay? And you want to make sure that the ratio is good, omega-3s to omega-6 ratios in your system in order to reduce the amount of inflammation. Because if you have too much omega-6s, then you have more inflammation going on, which could also go towards making anxiousness worse. That's why it's important, if you want to be less inflammatory, to take the right amount of omega-3s and be just cognizant of your omega-3s to make omega-6 ratios, okay?
Okay, so thank you for that. And, you know, so as we talk about foods that are good for your anxiety and the one that wasn't, how many of these foods do you actually find yourself eating regularly? And what changes will you experience if you make them a part of your daily diet? You know, try adding them slowly and find out. And if you would like more information on foods that are good for your anxiety, talk to our team at 714-709-8000 for a more individual approach to anxiety foods. And now that we've discussed foods that are good for your anxiety, let's look at some of the foods that could be making your anxiety worse. And the first one that we've already talked about is omega-6s. And so let's move on to our second one, which is alcohol.
Alcohol is very hard on your system. And a lot of people, they like to use it to calm them down when they drink the alcohol. Or if you feel jittery, it might help to suppress your nerves. But really, your body has to metabolize all that alcohol in your body, in your liver especially. And it can make you crash even more after you drink alcohol if you're not used to it. And it starts to congest your liver. So that's definitely a food to avoid, or a drink to avoid, alcohol. But very closely related is coffee and caffeine?
Well, you know, caffeine can be hidden. It's definitely in coffee, but oftentimes it's also in soda, in chocolates, and in teas. And so caffeine can definitely ramp someone up. And so a lot of people drink that cup in the morning, that cup of morning joe, to get more energy. And the downside to getting more energy is that you have to come down from having that energy. And so that ends up building up more nervousness and jitteriness. So try to avoid caffeine. And, you know, just a word of caution is that if you've been drinking coffee for a while, then your body gets used to the caffeine. So don't try and stop abruptly, because you can get withdrawals from stopping caffeine too quickly. So it's very wise to wean off.
Yeah, people are very, very, it's hard for people to let go of their coffee. So, but indeed, we see that a lot. They get overstimulated and their adrenals get fatigued even faster when they are on coffee. Another food to avoid is simple carbs and simple sugars. And we touched about that when we talked about eating protein, because simple carbs, simply put, you burn through them very quickly and gives you that instant energy rush. But with that instant energy rush might also come the feelings of anxiousness and the insulin spike. So in order to prevent that from happening, having less simple carbs and more complex carbs with fiber, or eating more protein with the carbs is very important, right? Definitely staying away from simple carbs and simple processed sugars is important.
And finally, coming down to number five on our foods to avoid for anxiousness and panic is food additives. Now, everything has a lot and a lot of additives, especially in today's world, whether it's pesticides, dyes, preservatives, and these additives, they get built up in your body. And sometimes they become toxic and you can't clear them out. And so when you have all these toxins you can't clear out, you feel very congested. You feel not clean, and that's also why you might have these feelings of anxiousness. So even when you try taking in some healthy foods or even additional supplements, you're not able to process them, and that's where your feelings might come out even more and be more pronounced. So try to eat organic. Eat as natural as you can, and also plant-based is also very good.
So we talked a lot about foods to eat and foods to avoid. But there are also lifestyle tips that are very important to remember to help reduce and eliminate anxiety. Getting to the root cause of what is causing the anxiety is still very important, whether it's a gut problem, because your microbiome is in charge of making a lot of neurotransmitters. And if your neurotransmitter balance is bad because your gut has a lot of toxins and it's producing antibodies and making autoimmune issues, then maybe that's the cause of your anxiety. Or what if you have hormone imbalance and that can also be causing anxiousness? Or you might have a sympathetic response like we talked about in the epinephrine. Getting to the root cause is very, very important. And sometimes just taking an antidepressant or an anti-anxiety medication is not good enough because it's just a band-aid. So other natural ways is to really to do some breathing. Dr. Jeremy, can you tell us about breathing?
Yeah, so the way you actually breathe can actually help activate the parasympathetic nervous system because there's a nerve that runs along the diaphragm that can help calm your system down. So actually, you can look up our adrenal breathing exercise app on the App Store and can help guide you through ways that you can breathe to help decrease your anxiety. And that's very, very important, especially in adrenal fatigue.
And it's free, and it's you can do it so, so often, right? The number one thing I like to say for my patients, my clients, is to reduce your stress through breathing, using your diaphragm and your belly, and not just the full deep breath, because sometimes that can be very stimulating, even for people with adrenal fatigue. So it is, you want to find that calming 70% of a breath, and that app will definitely help you. So that's all that we have for today. We hope that you have found this show very helpful and that it encourages you to improve your diet, your health, your lifestyle at the same time. Please subscribe to this show, The Dr. Lamb Show, if you found it helpful. That way you get quick access to any new content that we create. And it also helps us become more visible to those who really need the content we produce. Thanks for joining us. And remember that we're always here to empower you to take control of your health.
This podcast has been produced and broadcast solely for informational and educational purposes by Lamb Clinic. Statements and views expressed in this podcast are not medical advice and have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. The products and supplements discussed in this podcast are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. If you believe you may have a medical condition, please consult your own doctor. Opinions of guests are their own, and Lamb Clinic does not endorse or accept responsibility for any of the statements and views made by guests. The views and opinions of guests in the podcast are their own and do not reflect those of Lamb Clinic. This podcast does not make any representations or warranties about guest qualifications or credibility. In some cases, individuals on the podcast may have a direct or indirect financial interest in the products or services referred to herein. Podcast listeners should always seek the advice of their physicians or other qualified health providers with any questions they may have regarding their own medical conditions. Podcast listeners must always continue to follow the advice of their personal physicians for all of their medical needs.